We're continuing Chayodim, Klalam Ates Simen Gimel. So this sort of parallels Simen Beis. So in Simen Beis, he spoke about if he uses the water to wash dirty dishes. So obviously, if he stressed the word dirty, he did behem kelim mudachim unikiyim. So he used it to wash kelim which already were clean. So he just wanted it to put like one more rinse over. There was no real need to wash it; not really dirty. So he bought fresh fish, and he put the filled up the bathtub, and he stuck the fresh fish in the bathtub that they shouldn't die. He wants to be able to use them mamish fresh. He caught some fish on a fishing trip, and they're still alive. Puts them in a big bucket. So the halacha is that's not called malacha. Now he's going to say if through that process the water became unusable, people will not drink it. So then, however, it's not going to be acceptable. But mafilu meis hadog shom, even if the fish ends up dying in it, I think they're a little more liberal in their usage of water than we are nowadays. A little more conservative in the sense that they would use water even though it was not necessarily the most preferred type of water. The purpose of putting it in the water, the cold water, wasn't to cool it. It already was cold. He did not want it to become warm. He just wanted to maintain the temperature which already was there. Person dipped his hand into the water to take the water, some water out to use for a different purpose. For example, so as you're baking and you're shaping the various items in the dough, you need your hands to stay moist, that they shouldn't stick to your hands. So you dipped in your hands to take out some water for that purpose. So you're not really doing malacha with the water in the kli, but you're just taking some of the water out for a different purpose. So that water which you took out, obviously going to be used for malacha purposes, but that which you took water out from, that's not considered an act of malacha. All of these kimish mayim lanasa behem malacha kshayrim. Now if his hands become full of dough to the point that when you slip your hands in, it leaves an appearance of being doughy, etc., like inside the water, that would be a different story. You have clean vegetables. You just want to keep them moist. And that situation, Mr. Brewer says, that's debatable. And therefore, if a person does later on has an opportunity to wash his hands again, he should wash his hands again, but without a bracha. So, in this psula of using it for malacha, maintaining a state of something is not considered a malacha. It's only if you're actually using them. It's hard to understand exactly in the lumdus if the point is people feel it's being used, so and therefore it's shayfkin. Maybe this is considered like it's used in people's mind, but the Maisa Chazal did not look at it like that, and they said it's not a problem. Some type of a living animal, bird, wild animal drank from the water in a container that does not make the rest of the water possible. Ksherim. Avakelim v'chazir psulim demos in lo b'shasat chak. People react to the kelim and the chazir, they tend to be more dirty and they leave a feeling of mos on the water, and that water cannot be used for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. We will talk about water which is not roy even for kelim to drink is a problem. And there is this other psul of water which a person would not use because of the element of miyus, and that's a separate issue in regards to being able to be used for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. Either one of those would be problematic. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will talk about the idea of using other liquids for Netilas Yadayim in the next siman, and meanwhile, have a good day.